Get a better feel yet for the punt returners? I know we talked to you a couple weeks ago on that. What are you seeing from those guys back there? Anyone emerging yet?
You know, it's hard to tell right now. I think their catching mechanics have gotten better. The return mechanics have gotten better, which for all of them is good. It was a tough day the other day with the wind. I believe it was first day of camp. We had a couple drops there, but for the most part, it's been real solid. So you can't really say yet, but, you know, hopefully by the end of camp next week, it's been good up to this point, and we'll have a better answer for you, you know, going into training camp.
Has Jordan Norwood made any impressions on you as a returner?
You know, again, it's more catching than anything else. We haven't seen enough live reps yet to know. We'll have a couple more next week, which we'll have a better feel for him after that.
Can you get a sense of who catches the ball better? Just in general, like, are you like, okay, this guy I'm less worried about? I have to think all the years you've been doing this.
Yeah, I mean, again, they're all about on the same plane right now. That was a good try to get me, but I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding you, man. No. You're right. No. You're right.
Devin Hester catches the ball a lot differently than, you know, a kid that's just making
yep.
sure he...
No, you're right. But really, it's hard to tell right now. I mean, they're all about on the same plane.
Is Emmanuel still in that mix for punt return?
Yep, and he's done a good job back there catching him also, you know, when we've had him back there. So it's been good and productive so far. We just need to keep that the same way.
You want to use a starter like that, they would give you the okay?
You know, that's something we have to talk about as we go through it. You know, that's in Coach Kubiak's wheelhouse. I can tell you it's been a pleasure being with him, though, because he's, you know, it's nice to be around a guy that's been able to be a head coach in the league before and has done it. And, you know, he's just way ahead of the curve. It's great to be back with him. I know that.
I'm curious about that process because you don't really know who you're going to have as your special team guys once you get to the season. I mean, how does that process work?
Constantly in contact with everybody on the staff. Coach Kubiak does a great job of informing us of, you know, how they're ranked, where they're at offensively and defensively. And that's how you have to kind of go through training camp and go through these parts is find out where they're ranked. You know, because that's really going to tell more than anything else who's going to be here and who's not going to be here. And then also when you get at the preseason games, you know, a guy's going to play well on special teams, that might push him up offensively or defensively also.
Do you get vets that will come to you, like Emmanuel, and say, hey, I want to do this, I want to help out?
Yeah, no question. They want to win here. I mean, that's the main key, and that's already that's ingrained in them. So we want the best guys doing their job, and I think Cube's in the same wheelhouse as I am on that.
Did Emmanuel ask to do punt returns or was?
I mean, he's back there catching them just like everybody else. So we'll see how it goes going in. You know, we'll hopefully make the best decision and hopefully, you know, get some big returns that first game. That's what we want.
Do you have a sense at this point? You may have already addressed this. And I apologize, but of how many kickers you want to carry this year?
Well, I mean, obviously, ideally, you'd like to have one punter, one kicker, and one long snapper. That's the amount of specialists that we'd like to carry going in, and that's what the goal is going in.
Do you think in this group you can find that?
Yeah, that's been a good competition for those guys also. So we've had a lot of reps there, and you know, I think after the preseason's over, we'll be able to decide who that best guy is.
With kickoffs moving up, have you seen players less enthusiastic about kick returning? And of this group of guys, are they excited to get that role as a kick returner?
Yeah, I think the biggest key is on kickoff returns. You just got to make the most of your opportunities. If you get one a game, you gotta cash in on that one a game. That's the big key. The biggest thing on kickoffs is also the coverage part of it, you know, and that's what we want to get our guys jacked up about and really thinking, hey, let's get them inside the 10 rather than just take the touchback every time.
Is there competition at punter? Do you see it that way?
Yeah, they're working both together. I mean, it was a good day today for both of them from the standpoint of they were pretty even, and that's the way it's been. So it's a good competition. We'll see how it goes.
Are you having the punters kick off at all? And could that swing that?
You know, Carl's the only one that can really kick off. Britton has never done that. But, you know, he's done some. But when we had a heavy day, as far as we did today, I think they had 10 punts apiece, you know, in team reps. He didn't kick off today, but he has throughout the camp.
What's Carl's transition been like as he kind of gets his first NFL practices under his belt?
He's getting better. I mean, it was a little rough at the start. He just didn't know what he was doing a lot of times. I mean, not punting the ball, but just certain things like where to line up and how we want the ball punted in certain situations, but he's gotten better.
Do players understand pretty quickly that you have a lot to say on who makes the roster or not? You're involved with, you know, from what I understand, you're involved with like the last five guys that are so that make the team and five guys that don't make the team.
Yeah, it's important, you know, because here's the thing. Coaches understand, good head coaches understand, like Coop is, you only get 46 for the game. You know, everyone talks about the 53, who's going to make the 53. Well, that's important, but really who plays on that first game is important. And you have to have the right guys going into that game. And I think the more experienced the head coach is, the better chance you got of getting that right. And he's that guy. So I'm looking forward to how we're going to do the personnel end of it here and see who's going to make the team.